the Workland School of Education organized a Health and Wellness Week last year, and we're doing it again this year. Week full of activities and workshop for all academic staff and faculty.
Okay, and what sort of activity are you talking about?
So we've got a range of different kinds of activities and workshops, mostly to promote physical and mental health. So these include staff wellness services that are available to all faculty and staff. Everactive Schools is going to come in, give an activity about how to do energizers and break up sedentary time during the day and in even your classroom. Do an activity on mindfulness, some yoga, and even cross-country skiing and snowshoeing on the weekend.
Now, one of the things that you've mentioned is, you know, physical well-being. Clearly, when we think of health and wellness, a lot of us think of getting a good workout, going for a good walk, but it really does go beyond that, doesn't it?
Absolutely. So it's important to incorporate some physical and mental health workshops and activities during your work week. And this gives us a little snippet of what things you can do during the lunch hour during that week to help you during your work day, to increase your performance at work, your quality of life. It's very important to have a good mix of physical and mental health.
And what's some of the feedback that you've gotten from the program last year, and what are you hearing about it this year in terms of response rate from the academic and support staff?
I think people were excited about it. It's a great initiative that really gives us ideas on how to promote this, not only just for this week, but truly throughout the semester and throughout the year. And it was just nice to have a collaboration between, you know, different members of the faculty here to come and participate and enjoy each other's company, but also learn more about what they can do during their work week.
And if another faculty or school or unit on campus was thinking about doing something like this, what would you tell them? How would they even begin planning it, putting it together? What do you need to do to do something like this?
Well, I think it's important to know what services and workshops and activities are even available on campus to staff and faculty. So that's one thing that we're definitely incorporating here to show what the University of Calgary offers academic staff and faculty. And to just make sure that everyone knows about it and advertise it well, and to know that just because you can't participate in these activities this particular week, you should encourage yourself to take care of yourself during the year and unplug once in a while to make sure that you put that as an importance in your day as well.
And that's a good point that you make, because I think that a lot of us don't take advantage of the opportunities that we do have on campus to take part in a range of activities and supports for keeping ourselves holistically well. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about what we might see people doing over the course of this week.
So it'll take place for a full week, and all activities or workshops will take place in the same room. So it's EDT 146, and they'll all take place during the lunch hour, so from 12 to 1. And there'll also be activities on the weekend, so that's cross-country skiing or snowshoeing, all depending on the conditions and weather.
Which we know can change around here.
Yes, definitely.
And just out of curiosity, if somebody else in another faculty was interested in what we're doing and want to stick their heads in and maybe find out a little bit about one of the lunch hour seminars, would that be okay?
Sure. I don't see why not.
The more the merrier?
Yeah, the more the merrier.